God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget. These 15 minutes that we spend with the Lord, studying His Word, can change our lives. He doesn't need a whole lot of time to change us. We just need to be willing and available to allow God to do the work in us. And if we let God do it, God will not let us down. Let's pray. God, we love you and we honor you. We adore you today, God, because you are God. Besides you, there is no other. God, we recognize that had it not been for you on our side, where would we be? We acknowledge, God, that in the busyness of life, we sometimes forget that your word is there to guide us. Your word is there to keep us. Your word is there to protect us. And so now, God, we pray that as we study together, as we listen together, God, that your word would guide us. It would direct us. It would give us answers. God, I thank you for those that have assembled. God, I pray that you would bless them for their commitment, their sacrifice of time. God, I know you won't allow it to be without return to them. God, we love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we thank God for you being here this morning. Thank God for you entertaining the struggle of recovering my voice. But if God will allow and if God will strengthen, then I'll do what God tells me to do. On this morning, we're going to go to the Old Testament, 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, familiar passage of scripture for some, starting at the first verse, 1 Samuel 3, starting at verse 1. Reading from the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord before Eli, and word from the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were infrequent. It happened at that time that Eli was lying down in his place. Now his eyesight had begun to grow dim, and he could not see well. And the lamp of God had not gone out yet. And Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. That the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am." Then he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called yet again, "Samuel." So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he answered, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him. So the Lord called Samuel again for the third time. He arose. He went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli discerned that the Lord was calling the boy. Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down. And it shall be, if he calls you, that you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And I'm going to stop right there. The word is blessed. But I'm going to encourage you to go and read the remainder of this third chapter of 1 Samuel. It is such a powerful passage, this 1 Samuel 3. But for the purpose of this devotional, I'm going to stop at the 10th verse. And just want to encourage you to say, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Have you ever missed a pivotal moment, a critical moment, simply because you weren't paying attention? Maybe your phone buzzed and you had it on vibrate and you missed an important message. Maybe somebody was calling you with not necessarily news you needed or wanted, but news you needed, and you never got the message. And you all, sometimes we treat the voice of God the same way. He speaks, but our alertness to his voice is on mute. In this story, the story of Samuel, in the book named after him, 1 Samuel 3, challenges us to remain alert, attentive, and responsive when God calls us. The first thing we learn from this passage is that we need to have clear hearing. We need to say, Lord, clarify my healing. Excuse me, my hearing. With my ears, hearing. Clarify my hearing. When God first spoke to Samuel, Samuel thought it was Eli. He mistook his voice because he was used to Eli's voice. Sometimes, often, we confuse the voice of God with other folks, other influences, or other thoughts because we're not accustomed to recognizing the voice of God. And in this book, Samuel teaches us of the necessity of clarifying our spiritual hearing, because God patiently calls us, you all, not just once, not just twice, not just three times that we experienced in the scripture, but repeatedly. Why is he doing that? Is God trying to nag us? No. He's waiting on us to recognize his voice. You all, are we intentional in wanting to discern God's voice, or are we just used to the noise? We've got to ask God, clarify my hearing. But not only that, we've got to ask God to cultivate our hearts. Cultivate our hearts. Well, why would you say that? Because even though Samuel was faithfully serving in the temple, faithfully, diligently working in the church, he personally did not know the voice of God. He did not have an intimate relationship with knowing God's voice. What does that mean? It means it is so easy to do stuff for God and not know the voice of God. Let me say it again. It is so easy to work for God and not know the voice of God. It's possible to be so entwined and engaged in activities, even activities that you're doing on your own, reading a daily word, praying, you know, grace over your food. You can engage in those things regularly. You can even fast every Wednesday. But if you don't have a personal relationship with God, you won't fully hear him, know him, understand him. We have to invest in cultivating our hearts through prayer, through worship, through study of his word. And in those experiences, that's going to cause us to start to know the voice of God. And you all, in reading Samuel's experience, it ought to encourage you to want to move beyond mere ritual into deeper intimacy and relationship with God. God, clarify my hearing. God, cultivate my heart. And God, command my steps. command my steps, order my steps. When Samuel finally figured out with Eli's help that it was God speaking to him, he didn't have to say, "Are you sure you God? Who are you? How do you know my name?" He surrendered completely. When he recognized that it was God, he said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." You're going to say, well, he didn't say it on his own. Eli had him say it. But he had a choice. He had a choice to determine that, okay, Eli says he's not calling me. And I trust the leadership of Eli. So if this is the way he told me to respond, this is what I'm going to do. And the reason why I'm encouraging you to continue to read that third chapter in 1 Samuel is because once he said, "Speak, for your servant is listening," God continued to speak. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me up in here. We don't have to beg God to speak to us. God wants our attention. God wants our ear. God wants us to know he is speaking to us. And if we respond with an open heart, if we respond with our spiritual alertness, God will speak. We look at Samuel's posture. It was one of humility, and he was ready to obey. Because really listening to God is not just hearing what God has to say. It demands action. Truth be told, that's why some of us keep saying, "Oh, I didn't hear God. I don't really know what you..." Because you know, when you admit that you heard God, that you got to do what God said. Be ye not hearers of the word only, but be ye doers of the word. It's not enough just to hear. Samuel's obedience illustrates that our true loyalty is proven through our actions and how we respond to God's direction, even when it's hard. His instruction to us doesn't change just because he thinks he's going to get pushback from us. What God wants, God wants. And guess what? God deserves. You all, we need to learn how to intentionally listen for the voice of God. God speaks, and God doesn't just speak through his word. Sometimes God speaks through situations that we experience. Sometimes God speaks through others, him using others to speak to us, just like Eli spoke to Samuel. He said when he discerned that it was the Lord speaking to Samuel, he helped him. Told him what to say, told him what to do in order for God to continue to speak to him. You all, we have to intentionally listen for God's voice. Don't be pulled off by the noise. That's so easy to do. Don't be distracted by other voices. Don't be distracted by other things that come before you. You've got to know when God is speaking. And then, you all keep a journal. Journal, record the instructions that you believe God is giving. Record the thoughts you believe God is giving. Write it down. Ask yourself, am I trying to really clear up my spiritual healing? Hearing. Am I really trying to cultivate my relationship with God through my heart? Am I letting him command my steps, order my steps? You all, ask the Lord to speak to you. He will not let you down, but you got to be willing to hear what he has to say. Let's pray. God, we thank you today, and we give you honor. We give you praise, God, because you speak to us. Huh? You're not looking for a particular person, party, or anything. You just want a willing ear. God, help us to tune our hearts to your voice. Remove the distractions that keep us from being able to hear. Build within us, cultivate within us a deeper intimacy. And then, God, order our steps, command our steps in obedience to your will. Speak, Lord. We really are listening. Speak to us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazing God bless day. In Jesus' name.